Get ready for another episode of the Great Lakes Geek Show with your host, Dan Hansen. On a hot day like we've been experiencing, a lot of people will grab a few cold ones to try and cool off. It's often said that beer and other drinks with alcohol don't actually quench your thirst as effectively as other drinks like water, but that doesn't stop people from imbibing. Of course, when your summer drinks include alcohol, you have to be careful. Drinking and driving is bad, wrong, and stupid. So is trying to beat the system. But that's not what Backtrack is all about. Backtrack, B-A-C, track, is a personal breathalyzer that quickly estimates your blood alcohol content, or BAC. I tested the S75 Pro model. It's about $140. It's the size of a small cell phone. You insert a mouthpiece, press the power, and a digital countdown begins. You then blow into the mouthpiece for 5 seconds, and a few more seconds, your blood alcohol content, BAC, will appear on the digital display. Besides trying the Backtrack on my own, I wonder if I can write off that beer purchase. I brought it to a picnic and to a volleyball game. I've been living on the volleyball courts this summer, Tuesday and Thursday nights, and then as much of Sunday afternoon at the beach as possible. It's typical for us to have a few beers after a match. After the game, we often get pitchers of beer rather than bottles, so it can be difficult to track what you have consumed when people are constantly topping off your glass. For example, a 120-pound volleyball teammate immediately stopped drinking when she blew a .07. She had a long drive home, and the Backtrack let her know she should stop. Another half glass may have put her over the legal limit. Not good. At the picnic, a 175-pound friend was surprised that he blew a .05 after 2 Rolling Rocks. He drinks fairly regularly, said he didn't feel any effect from just the 2 beers, but he made sure he ate a sandwich before having any more on that day. Parents will find the Backtrack useful to test their kids or their kids' friends who are driving. Maybe that's even more important. I can see it used before school events like a prom and even in the workforce. Of course, you shouldn't rely on this device or any device to be 100% accurate, but it's another way that technology can offer some guidance. Give it a try before you order another summer cocktail before driving home. Sláinte. You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.